Om Shanti. The Magic of Blessings, 5th of April 2018, Thursday, Sadguruvar. Today's blessing is, may you be an embodiment of success who finishes for all time the illness of waste with determination. In order to become embodiment of success, all of you children have to have this one determined thought. You will not think anything wasteful, you will not see anything wasteful, you will not listen to anything wasteful, you will not speak anything wasteful, you will not do anything wasteful. So thinking, seeing, listening, speaking, doing. Always remain cautious that you have to finish all name and trace of anything wasteful. This illness of waste is very severe. How is this illness? Grave illness. It doesn't allow you to be a yogi. Because why it doesn't allow you to be a yogi? Waste is a very severe illness. It doesn't allow you to be a yogi. Why? Yes, Mataji. Why? Why it doesn't allow you to be a yogi? Why Baba is saying it is an illness? And that too not as minor of grave nature. With multiple complications. Prognosis is guarded. It's a very poor prognosis. Chances of survival slim. It's chronic. Okay. So what? There are many chronic diseases. They are not very severe. This is... Yeah, its chronicity is not the reason for its severity. It's depleting you. Okay. It's... What else? It saps off all the energy. What else? Baba is saying, this illness of waste is very severe and doesn't allow you to be a yogi because waste is expansion. Stabilize your intellect that is wandering in the expansion of waste into the form of essence, using the power to pack up. And you will become an easy yogi and an embodiment of success. So, looking at waste as an illness, what are the signs and symptoms of this illness? What is the etiology of this illness? What is the prevalence of this illness? Incidence, prevalence, etiology, pathophysiology, signs and symptoms, clinical features. Then how do you diagnose this illness? What are the investigations? What are the modalities? What are the imaging techniques? What are the blood tests which are needed in order to diagnose this illness? And once the diagnosis is reached, how do you treat it? What is the plan of management? So this is everything about waste. Let's come to the first part. Definition. Any illness, how do you describe? First, definition.
Disease.
So how do you we don't have to define disease, we have to define waste. Waste is the name of the illness. The ailment is waste. So what is the definition of this illness? What is the definition? Unnecessary? Negative is little different. Which is useless, which is futile, which is of no value, which is worthless, no hidden tail, which is waste. Is what do you call waste otherwise? Rubbish, garbage, which is of no use. Where do we keep waste? And if suppose there is a person who is throwing off the waste, is he every morning he throws off the waste? Do the colony people come and praise him? You have done a great job. No, it is his duty. He has to do it. So waste is something which is rubbish, which is garbage, which is of no use, which stinks, fetid smell, stinking. And if it stays for a long time, it pollutes the atmosphere. You can't survive where there is a waste. If you are made to stay in a room which is stinking, which is stuffy even, you can't stay there. So anything which stinks, anything which is waste, anything which is rubbish, anything which is garbage, anything which has got no relevance, no utility, no utilization in our yogi life is waste. Anything that takes you away from God is waste. Anything that takes you away from Srimati is waste. And to recognize waste is very important. Now second thing is etiology, cause, from where the waste is coming. From where it is coming, yeah? And that's a very deeper reason. Anything which is little more conspicuous, more clear. By hearing waste, by seeing waste, these are the two ways. You hear waste, and whatever you hear, you keep on thinking. Whatever you see, you keep on thinking. You see waste, you see garbage in, garbage out. So, whatever you see, if you see waste, it enters through the eyes. It has entered. It enters through infiltrates. It's invaginating through different routes. It's going inside. So modes of transmission. Air. Airborne. It enters inside the illness of waste. So, these germs of waste are very minute. Those bacteria and those viruses, they can be seen in microscope. This is difficult. And highly ultra or super spiritual microscope is needed to recognize these germs of waste. So how it is entering, that is very important. Where you contracted the infection, was it infected food, infected water, what was it? What was it infected conversation, infected scenes, visions, what talks? Curiosity. Curiosity to know things. What is happening there? What is happening there? The more the interesting the news is, the more would be the waste. Baba has said this in one of the Avyakta Murli of 1995. The more the interesting the news, the more it will be waste. Know that. So, curiosity. Curiosity is one thing that has also led to the downfall from the copper age. Curiosity to know what is body and lust has led to the downfall. So, ways of contracting this illness of waste. Then what are the clinical features or sign symptoms? Fever, body ache, what else? This is that world and those illnesses. This illness, what does patient will have? Sadness. No enthusiasm, depression, mood off, blockages, thinking, you can't think, you want that, you want to do, you are doing great, you want to do great purusharth, but nothing, no enthusiasm, exhaustion, heaviness, tiredness, burden, you don't feel like to do anything. Murli is in front of you, all the material, all the paraphernalia is in front of you, but no desire, lack of interest, and even if there is interest, lack of concentration. No concentration. You read Murli, you read once. Once you read this paragraph, then second and third and four times. But after reading four times also, nothing is in the hand. Hands are empty. So lack of concentration, lack of interest. No desire for any GYDS. Gyan, Yog, Dharna, Seva. All the GYDS is suffering. Gyan, no interest. Yoga, you can do anything. Yoga is the toughest thing for such a soul who is contracted the illness of waste. It's a very severe illness, Baba is saying. Prognosis is very poor, grave prognosis. Patient survival chances very less. Survival in yogi life. He can reborn into bhogi life, that is another thing. But yogi life, he may not survive for long. So, these are the signs and symptoms. How do you diagnose? What modalities are available? Now, how do you diagnose it? Diagnosis. How do you come to know that you are having this illness or somebody is suffering from this illness of waste? Nay, I'm not asking treatment, I'm asking diagnosis, nidan. How do you come to know that this is the illness? This patient has got malaria, this patient has got typhoid, this patient is suffering from cardiogenic shock. Yeah? It is a clinical diagnosis, okay? No, that is clinical features. So one of the things is from clinical features you diagnose. There are certain, like for example, migraine. You don't have any clinical investigations, no blood test or no scanning. What are the symptoms, and on the basis of the symptoms you diagnose the patient with. So what is the diagnosis? How do you diagnose? One is clinical features. Second, how do you diagnose that this is waste? Checking, by self-checking, by self-analysis, by soul-searching. Soul-searching, that's a very good word in English, soul-searching. Self-analysis, Atma-Vishleshan, Atma-Manthan. Atma-Manthan, Atma-Vishleshan, soul-searching, self-analysis, navel-gazing. That's a slang word. Navel is this umbilicus. Navel-gazing means self-examination. So, self-examination. You examine yourself, and one more thing is comparison. These are the strong sankalpas and this is the weak. So this is waste. This is Srimat. You compare Srimat and this. You compare your own stage. What I was. This was my stage of happiness and this is my stage now. So probably there is a waste.
Others can become mirror.
Yeah, others can sometimes tell you.
Mirror.
Okay, so this is, there are multiple ways of diagnosis. Sometimes others may help you to diagnose, but they will not take the risk. Because they have to put the relationship at stake. Who will come to you and tell you are having lot of waste? Okay, if you will analyze him with what feelings he is coming. You will start analyzing him. He is full of waste. First you correct yourself, then come and tell me. That waste is somewhere left behind and there is a conflict between that person and you. So others can sometimes help you. Okay, sometimes, but most of the times you have to diagnose, and the best way is Murli can diagnose. Murli will tell you, yes, this is waste and this is not waste. And Srimat will something, that's a barometer to tell you this is waste and this is not waste. So what is the treatment now? That is the most important thing. What is the treatment for waste? Baba is seeing how the waste has come. Here Baba has said waste means expansion, and that is why it has become severe, because of waste there is so much vistar, so much expansion has occurred. Now power to pack up. This is what Baba has said in today's Murli. Pack up and you will be an easy yogi and embodiment of success. So what all things you have to do is not think waste, not see waste, not listen waste, not speak waste, not do waste. But how? First, how to get rid of the waste. Occupy yourself with something which is powerful. Occupy yourself something which is positive. Occupy yourself with something which is so beautiful, so fragrant. The waste will not stay there. Waste is like darkness. It cannot stay where there is a light. So bring the light of knowledge. Bring the prakash of knowledge. And where there is a knowledge, where there is a light of great thoughts, elevated thoughts, lofty thoughts, and you have to take all those thoughts from Avyakta Murlis. Take one line from here. Take that line. Think of it. Don't go ahead. Don't be in a hurry to read Murli. Stop. No need of finishing Murli in one way, 1 second, and have the satisfaction that I have finished Murli. No. Just read one line. Only one line. And stop. And think. And cogitate. And contemplate. And reflect deeply upon that one point. Till the time it percolates into the grey matter, till the time it enters, it weighs in, makes way into the cerebral cortex, till the time it starts running in your veins and arteries as blood, till that time, churn it. Baba says, which is that cow who doesn't give milk less? There are some cows who give lot of milk. There are cows who give less milk. So who are those cows who give less milk, Shilpa Ben? Those who don't churn, chew the cud, those cows, they give very less milk. You have to become a cow who gives lot of milk. So you have to lot of chewing the cud, lot of churning. There are two types of cows, Baba used to say. Baba said, yeah, this cow, she doesn't churn, so she gives less milk. There's one brother, Shiv Kumar brother, he used to look after all those cows. So Baba used to tell him, this cow doesn't give milk because she doesn't churn. This cow is good, she gives lot of milk, she churns. So Gyan churning, Gyan contemplation of knowledge. This is very important. Take one line, think of it, dream of it. Take one line, go into the depth of it. Take one line as if you have to talk on it, as if you have to give speech on it, as if there is an imaginary audience sitting in front of you, and imagine that you have to explain this knowledge to somebody else.
Become it.
And become it. What you read it to such an extent, so deeply, in silence, in solitude, that you become the very embodiment of it. And then when you speak, and when you talk, there would be force, there will be power, and such a power that person cannot resist you, because it is coming from the very depth of heart, it is coming from the very heart of hearts. And such words, such sentences, such speech would be very powerful. So become the very embodiment of the knowledge, then all the waste would take to its hill. That is one. There are many other ways. Time is getting up. You all churn. Today is Baba Milan. Baba, we are going to sit in front of Baba in the evening. So prepare your mind with silence, with solitude. Prepare your mind with churning of knowledge. Prepare, keep yourself off from all the, at least for one day, from all the media. Retire within. Go within. Review your whole life, last 3 months, last 6 months, what I achieved, what I did, what was my stage, what were the disturbances, what was the turmoil, what were the turbulences that came, and what I have to do next 6 months, thinking of the past and planning for the future, learning from the past and taking lessons, taking a leaf from the your life's past book, and making planning for future. At the same time, preparing your mind for the evening Baba Milan. When I sit in front of you, him, what will be my stage? When his drishti falls upon me, what blessings should I take up from him? How should I keep my mind concentrated? What all things I should not do today so that I get distracted in the evening? If I do these things, I will get distracted. What things I should not do so that I remain unruffled, unrattled, peaceful, calm, concentrated, imbibing everything what he speaks. It will be a recorded Murli, but no matter what it is, Baba is in front of us, and whatever he speaks, I have to totally take that within me. That thing should become a very part and parcel of my being. So what sadhana should I do today? What efforts should I do today, and what all churning should I do today? Think on this. Be as much silent as possible. If possible, absolute silence. No need of speaking at all. If you don't have any service, any seva which entails speaking, better to remain calm. Sit in Baba's room, sit in Baba's kutiya, write letter. Take some books and keep on churning them. Take some Avyakta Murlis and churn them. Or just sit in front of Baba and just keep on narrating him everything. Whatever that has happened till now, from childhood till now, from your coming in day of your coming of knowledge and till now. Just keep on talking incessant talks with him. Anything. It could be gibberish. It could be anything. Any jargon. Just keep on, but somehow remain connected with him. This link should not get snapped. This link should remain. So preparing oneself for Baba Milan is a very important thing, so that we have some good divine experiences. Om Shanti.